What are you up here, ho? Speak.
Who calls?
Diomed. Calchas, I think. Where's your daughter?
She comes to you.
Stand where the torch may not discover us. Cressid comes forth to him.
How now, my charge?
Now, my sweet guardian. Hark, a word with you.
So familiar. She will sing any man at first sight.
And any man may sing her if he can take her cleft. He's noted.
Will you remember?
Remember, yes.
Nay, but do then. Let your mind be coupled with your words.
Sweet honey Greek, tempt me no more to folly.
Roguery.
Nay, then.
I'll tell you what.
Ah, foe, come, tell a thing.
You are a forsworn.
In faith, I cannot. What would you have me do?
A juggling trick to be secretly opened.
What did you swear you would bestow on me?
I prithee, do not hold me to mine oath. Bid me do anything but that, sweet Greek.
Good night.
Oh, patience now, Triumph.
Diomed?
No, good night. I'll be your fool no more.
I better mind.
Hark, one word in your ear.
Let us move, Prince. Let us depart. I pray you, lest your displeasure should enlarge itself to wrathful times. This place is dangerous. The time rapidly. I beseech you, go. May good my lord go off. You float to great destruction. Come on.
I pray this day.
I pray patience. Come on. I pray this day. Now stop. Let someone else speak a word.
And so, good night.
Nay, but you part in anger. Guardian, why Greek?
Foe, adieu, you palter.
In faith, I do not. Come hither once again.
Mm-hmm. She might have something. Will you go? You will break out.
She's mm-hmm. She's
come.
Stay, my child.
Between my will and all, there's a God. How the devil luxury with his fat rump and potato finger tickles these together. Fry, lechery, fry.
But will you, then?
In faith, I will, though. Never trust me else.
And give me some token for the surety of it.
I'll fetch you one.
You have sworn patience.
Fear me not, sweet lord. I will not be myself, not have cognition of what I feel. I am all patience.
Now the pledge.
Ah.
Now.
Here, Diomed. Keep this sleeve.
Oh, beauty, where is thy face?
My lord.
You will be patient. How do I will?
You look upon that sleeve. Behold it well. He loved me. Oh, false wench, give me again.
Was it?
It is no matter now I have to gain. I will not meet with you tomorrow night. I prithee, Diomed, visit me no more.
Oh, she sharpens. Well said, whetstone.
I shall have it.
What, this?
Aye, that.
Oh, all you gods. Oh, pretty, pretty pledge. Thy master now lies thinking in his bed of thee and me, and sighs, and takes my glove, and gives memorial dainty kisses to it as I kiss thee. Nay, do not snatch it from me. He that takes that doth take my heart withal.
I had your heart before. This follows it.
I did swear.
You shall not have it, Diamond Faith. You shall not. I'll give you something else.
I will have this. Whose was it?
It is no matter.
Come, tell me whose it was.
It was one that loved me better than you will. Ooh. But now you have it, take it.
Whose was it?
By all Diana's waiting women yond, and by herself, I will not tell you whose.
Tomorrow will I wear it on my helm, and grieve his spirit that dares not challenge it.
Worse by the devil, I lost it on
my helm. It should be challenged.
Well, 'tis done, 'tis past. And yet 'tis not. I will not keep my word.
Why then, farewell. Thou never shalt mock Diomed again.
You shall not go. One cannot speak a word, but it straight starts you.
I do not like this fooling.
Nor I, by Pluto. But that likes not you pleases me best.
What? Shall I come the hour?
I come. Oh, Jove, do come. I shall be plagued.
Farewell to that.
Good night. I pray thee, come. Troilus, farewell. One eye yet looks on thee, but with my heart the other eye doth see. Ah, poor our sex. This fault in us, I find. The error of our eye directs our mind. What error leads must err. Oh, then conclude. Minds swayed by eyes are full of turpitude.
A proof of strength, she could not publish more unless she say my mind is now turned whore.
All's done, my lord. It is. Why stay we then?
To make a recordation to my soul of every syllable that here was spoke. But if I tell how these two did coact, shall I not lie in publishing the truth? See, yet there is a credence in my heart, an esperance so obstinately strong that doth invert the attest of eyes and ears, as if those organs had deceptious functions created only to calumniate. Was Cressid here?
I cannot conjure, Troyan.
She was not sure.
Most sure she was.
Why, my negation hath no taste of madness.
Nor mine, my lord. Cressid was here but now.
I should not be believed for womanhood. Think, we had mothers. Do not give advantage to stubborn critics apt without a theme for deprivation to square the general sex by Cressid's rule. Rather think this not Cressid.
What hath she done, prince, that can soil our mothers?
Nothing at all, unless that this was she.
Will he swagger himself out on his own eyes?
This she? No. This is Diomed's Cressida. If beauty have a soul, this is not she. If souls guide vows, if vows be sanctimony, if sanctimony be the god's delight, if there be rule in unity and self, this is not she. Oh, madness of discourse! That course sets up with and against itself, bifold authority. Where reason can revolt without perdition, and loss assume all reason without revolt. This is and is not Cressid. Within my soul it hath conduced a fight of this strange nature, that a thing inseparate divides more wider than the sky and earth, and yet the spacious breadth of this division admits no artifice for a point as subtle as Ariadne's broken wolf to enter. Instance! Oh, instance! Strong as Buddha's gates! Cressid is mine, tied with the bonds of heaven! Instance! Oh, instance! Strong as heaven itself! The bonds of heaven have slipped! Dissolved and loosed, and with another knot, five-finger tied, the fractions of her faith, the aughts of her love, the fragments, scraps, the bits and greasy relics of her awed-eaten faith, are bound to Diomed!
Worthy Troilus be but half attached to that which here his passion doth express.
Ay, Greek, and that shall be divulged well in characters as red as Mars's heart inflamed with Venus. Ever did young man fancy with so eternal and so fixed a soul. Hark, Greek. As much as I do Cressid love, so much by weight hate I her Diomed. Let's leave his mind that he'll bear in his helm. Were it a cast composed by Vulcan's skill, my sword should bite it. Not the dreadful spout which shipmen to the hurricane are called, constringed in mass by the almighty sun, shall deceive with more clamor Neptune's ear in his descent, than shall my prompted sword falling on Diomed!
He'll tickle it for his concubine.
Oh, Cressid! Oh, false Cressid! False! False. False. Let all untruths stand by thy stained name, and they'll seem glorious.
Oh, contain yourself. Your passion draws ears hither.
I have been seeking you this hour, my lord. Hector by this is arming him in Troy. Ajax, your guard, stays to conduct you home.
Have with you, prince. My courteous lord did you. Farewell, revolted fair. And Diomed, stand fast, and wear a castle on thy head.
I'll bring you to the gates.
Accept distracted thanks.
Would I could meet that rogue Diomed. I would croak like a raven. I would boat. Patroclus will give me anything for the intelligence of this whore. The parrot will not do more for an almond than he for a commodious drab. Lechery, lechery. Still wars and lechery. Nothing else holds fashion. A burning devil take them.
So much ungently tempered to stop his ears against admonishment. An arm, and do not fight today.
You train me to offend you. Get you gone. By the everlasting gods, I'll go.
My dreams will sure prove ominous to the day.
No more, I say.
Where is my brother Hector?
Here, sister, armed and bloody in intent. Consort with me in loud and dear petition. Pursue with him on knees. For I have dreamt of bloody turbulence, and this whole night have nothing been but shapes and forms of slaughter.
Oh, it is true.
Oh, make my trumpet sound.
No, no, to Sally, for the heavens, sweet brother.
Be gone, I say. The gods have heard me swear.
The gods are deaf to hot and peevish vows. They are polluted offerings, more abhorred than spotted livers in the sacrifice.
Oh, be persuaded. Do not count it holy to hurt by being just. It is as lawful, for we would give much to use violent thefts and rob in the behalf of charity.
It is the purpose that makes strong the vow. But vows to every purpose must not hold. Anon, sweet Hector.
Hold you still, I say. Mine honor keeps the weather of my fate. Life every man holds dear, but the dear man holds honor far more precious dear than life. How now, young man? Means thou to fight today?
Cassandra, call my father to persuade.
No, faith, young Troilus, doff thy harness, youth. I am today the bane of chivalry. Let grow thy sinews till their knots be strong, and tempt not yet the brushes of the war. Unarm thee, go. And doubt thou not, brave boy, I'll stand today for thee and me and Troy.
Brother, you have a vice of mercy in you which better fits a lion than a man.
What vice is that? But Troilus, chide me for it.
When many times the captive Grecian falls, even in the fan and wind of your fair sword, you bid them rise and live.
Oh, 'tis fair play.
Fool's play, by heaven, Hector.
How now? How now?
For the love of all the gods, let's leave the hermit pissing with our mothers. And when we have our armors buckled on, the venomed vengeance ride upon our swords. Spur them to ruthful work, rein them from ruth.
Fie, savage fie.
Hector, vent his walls.
Troilus, I would not have you fight today.
Who should withhold me? Not fate, obedience, nor the hand of Mars, beckoning with fiery truncheon my retire. Not Primus and Hecuba on knees, their eyes all galled with recourse of tears. Nor you, my brother, with your true sword drawn, opposed to hinder me, should stop my way. But by my ruin...
Lay hold upon him, Priam. Hold him fast, he is thy crutch. Now if thou lose thy stay, thou on him leaning, and all Troy on thee fall altogether.
Come, Hector, come, go back. Thy wife hath dreamt, thy mother hath had visions, Cassandra doth foresee, and I myself am like a prophet, suddenly enwrapped to tell thee that this day is ominous. Therefore come back.
Aeneas is a field, and I do stand engaged to many Greeks, even in the faith of valor, to appear this morning to them.
Aye, but thou shalt not go.
I must not break my faith. You know me dutiful, therefore, dear sir, let me not shame respect, but give me leave to take that course by your consent and voice, which you do here forbid me, royal Priam.
Oh, Priam, yield not to him.
Do not, dear father.
Andromache, I am offended with you. Upon the love you bear me, get you in.
This foolish, dreaming, superstitious girl makes all these boldments.
Oh, farewell, dear Hector. Look how thou diest. Look how thy eye turns pale. Look how thy wounds do bleed at many vents. Hark, how Troy roars. How Hecuba cries out. Our poor Andromache shrills a dolor forth. Behold distraction, frenzy, and amazement. Like witless antics one another meet, and all cry, Hector! Hector's dead!
Away.
Oh,
away.
Hector! Farewell. Yes. Sob. Hector, I take my leave. Thou dost thyself and all our Troy deceive.
You are amazed, my liege, at her exclaim. Go in and cheer the town.
wheel forth and fight, do deeds of praise, and tell you them at night.
Farewell. The gods with safety stand about thee.
They are at it. Hark! Proud Diomed, believe I come to lose my arm or win my sleeve.
Do you hear, my lord? Do you hear?
What now?
Here's a letter come from yon poor girl.
Let me read.
A horse and tisic. A horse and rascally tisic so troubles me. And the foolish fortune of this girl. What one thing, what another, that I shall leave you one of these days. And I have a rheum in mine eyes, too, and such an ache in my bones that unless a man were cursed, I cannot tell what to think on. What says she there?
Words. Words. Mere words. No matter from the heart. The effect doth operate another way. Go wind to wind there, turn and change together. My love with words and errors still she feeds, but edifies another with her deeds.
Oh, but hear you, hear you, hear you. Now they're clapper-clawing one another. I go look on. That dissembling, abominable varlet Diomed has got that same scurvy, doting, foolish young knave Sleeve of Troy there in his helm. Oh, I would fain see them meet. That same young Trojan ass that loves the whore there might send that Greekish whoremasterly villain with the sleeve back to the dissembling luxurious drab of a sleeveless errand. On the other side, the policy of those crafty swearing rascals, that stale old mouse-eaten dry cheese Nestor, and that same dog fox Ulysses has not proved worth a blackberry. They set me up in policy, that mongrel cur Ajax, against that dog of as bad a kind Achilles, and now is the cur Ajax prouder than the cur Achilles, and will not harm to day. Whereabout the Grecians begin to proclaim barbarism, and policy grows into an ill opinion. Soft, soft, here comes sleeve and other.
Why not? For should I take the river's sticks, I would swim after
them. Oh, yes, this core retire, I will not fly. But advantageous care withdrew me from the odds of multitude. Have at thee!
Hold thy whore, Grecian. Now for thy whore, Trojan. And now the sleeve, and now the sleeve.
What art thou, Greek? Art thou for Hector's match? Art thou of blood and honor?
Oh, no, I am a rascal, a scurvy, railing knave, a very filthy rogue.
I don't believe thee, live.
Oh, God of mercy, that thou wilt believe me, but a plague break thy neck for frighting me. Ah, what's become of the wenching rogues? I think they've swallowed one another. I would laugh at that miracle, yet in a sort, lechery eats itself. I'll seek them.
Go, go, my servant. Take thou Troilus' horse. Present the fair steed to my lady Cressid. Fellow, commend my service to her beauty. Tell her I have chastised the amorous Trojan and am her knight by proof.
I go, my lord.
Renew! Renew! The fierce Polydamas has beat down Minon. Bastard Margaridon has Dorius prisoner and stands Colossus wise, waving his beam upon the passionate courses of the kings of Pistrophus and Sinus. Polixenes is slain! Amphimachus and Thoas deadly hurt! Patroclus tame or slain! And Palamedes sore hurt and bruised! The dreadful secretary appalls our numbers! Haste we, Diomed, to reinforcement, or we perish all!
Go bear Patroclus' body to Achilles, and bid the snail-paced Ajax arm for shame! There is 1,000 Hectors in the field. Now here he fights on Galathea's horse, and there lacks work. Anon he's there afoot, and there they fly or die, like scaled skulls before the belching whale. Then is he yonder, and there the strawy Greeks, right by his head, fall down before him like the mower's swathe. Here, there, and everywhere he leaves and takes dexterity so obeying appetite, that what he will he does, and does so much, that proof is called impossibility.
Oh, courage, courage, princes! Great Achilles is arming, weeping, cursing, vowing vengeance. Patroclus' wounds have roused his drowsy blood. Together with his mangled myrmidons, that noseless, handless Hector chipped, come to him crying on Hector. Ajax hath lost a friend, and foams at mouth, and he is armed and at it, roaring for Troilus, who hath done today mad and fantastic execution, engaging and redeeming of himself with such a careless force and forceless care, as if that luck in very spite of cunning bade him win all.
Troilus!
So coward, traitor!
Aye! There! There!
So, so, we draw together.
Where is this Hector? Come! Come now! Boy Queller, face! Know what it is to meet Achilles angry! Hector! Where's Hector? I will not mark Hector!
Troilus, thou coward, Troilus!
Troilus, I say!
So do I hate!
Where's Troilus?
What wouldst thou?
I would correct him.
Were I the general, thou shouldst have my office. Hear that correction? Troilus, I say, what Troilus?
Oh, treason, Diomed! Turn thy false face, thou traitor, and pay thy life the horns be for my horse.
Ah!
Art thou there?
I'll fight with him alone. Stand, Diomed.
He's my prize. I will not look upon.
Have those you cut in peaks. Have what you mark.
Yea, Troilus! Oh, well fought, my youngest brother.
Come at thee, Hector!
Pause, if thou wilt.
I do thee stern thy courtesy, proud Trojan. Be happy that my arms are out of use. My wrist and negligence befriend thee now. But thou unharmed shall hear of me again.
Till when, go seek thy fortune.
Fare thee well. I would have been much more a fresher man had I expected thee. How now, my brother?
Ajax Heptilius shall it be, though by the fame of yonder glorious heaven he shall not carry him. I'll be tamed to all bring him off. Fate, hear me what I say. I reck not, though I end my life today.
Stand, stand, thou Greek. Thou art a goodly mark. No, will thou not? I like thy armor well. I'll thrash it and unlock the rivets all, and I'll be master of it. Will thou not, beast, abide? Hey then, fly on! I will hunt thee for thy hide!
Come here about me, you, my myrmidons. Mark what I say. Attend me, my men. Strike not the stroke, but keep yourselves in breath. And when I have the bloody Hector found, impale him with your weapons round about. In fairest manner, execute your arms. Follow me, sirs, and my proceedings aye. It is decreed! Hector the Great must die!
Cuckold and the cuckold maker are at it! Now, bull! Now, dog! Now, my double hen sparrow! Blue, Paris! Ah, the bull has the game!
Turn, slave, and fight!
What art thou?
A bastard son of Priam's!
I am a bastard too. I love bastards. I'm a bastard begot, bastard instructed, bastard in mind, bastard in valor, in everything illegitimate. One bear will not bite another. And wherefore should one bastard? Take heed! The quarrel's most ominous to us. If the son of a whore fight for a whore, he tempts judgment. Farewell, bastard!
The devil take thee, coward!
Most putrefied core, so fair without, thy goodly armor thus hath cost thy life. Now is my day's work done. I'll take good breath. Rest, sword, thou hast thy fill of blood and death.
Look, Hector, how the sun begins to set, how ugly night comes breathing at his heels. Even with the veil and darking of the sun to close the day up, Hector's life is done.
I am unarmed. Forgo this vantage, Greek.
Strike, fellow, strike! This is the man I seek! So, Orion, fall thou. Now, Troy, sink down. Here lies thy heart. Thy sinews and thy bone. On, Myrmidons, cry you all amain. Achilles hath a mighty Hector slain. Hark, a retreat upon our Grecian part.
The Trojan trumpet sound the light, my lord.
The dragon wing of night o'erspreads the earth, and stickler-like
The armies separate.
My half-supped sword that frankly would have fed, pleased with this dainty bait, thus goes to bed. Come, tie his body to my horse's tail. Along the field I will the Trojan trail. Ha! Ha! What shout is that?
Peace drums.
The bride is Hector slain, and by Achilles!
If it be so, yet reckless let it be. Great Hector was a man as good as he.
March patiently along. Let one be sent to pray Achilles see us at our tent. If in his death the gods have us befriended, great Troy is ours, and our sharp wars are ended.
Never go home! Here starve me out the night!
Hector is slain!
The gods forbid!
He's dead! And of the murderous horse's tail in beastly sort dragged through the shameful field. Frown on, you heavens! Affect your rage with speed! Sit gods upon your thrones and smite a Troy! I say at once! Let your brief plagues be mercy, and linger not our sure destructions on. You understand me not that tell me so. I do not speak of flight, of fear, of death, but dare all imminence that gods and men address their dangers in. Hector is gone. Who shall tell Priam so, or Hecuba? Let him that will, a screech owl I be called, go into Troy and say there Hector's dead. There is a word will Priam turn to stone, make wells and Niobes of the maids and wives, cold statues of the youth, and in a word, scare Troy out of itself. But march away. Hector is dead. There is no more to say. Stay yet, you vile, abominable tents, thus proudly pight upon our Phrygian plains. Let Titan rise as early as he dare, I'll through and through you. And thou, great-sized coward, no space of earth shall sunder our two hates. I'll haunt thee like a wicked conscience still, that mouldeth goblin's swiftest frenzy's thoughts. Strike a free march to Troy. With comfort go. Hope of revenge shall hide our inward woe.
But hear you, hear you.
Hence, broker lackey, ignominy and shame pursue thy life, and live I with thy name.
A goodly medicine for my aching bones. Oh, world, world, world. Thus is the poor ancient despised. Oh, traders and bawds, how earnestly are you set at work and how ill requited. Why should our endeavor be so desired and the performance so loathed? What verse for it? One instance for it? Let me see. Full merrily the humble bee doth sing till he hath lost his honey and his sting. And being once subdued in armed tail, sweet honey and sweet notes together fail. Good traders in the flesh, set this in your painted clothes. As many as be here of Pandar's hall, your eyes half out, weep out at Pandar's fall. Or if you cannot weep, yet give some groans, though not for me, yet for your aching bones. Brethren and sisters of the whole door trade, some 2 months hence my will shall here be made. It should be now, but that my fear is this, some galled goose of Winchester would hiss. Till then, I'll sweat. and seek about for eases. And at that time, bequeath you my diseases.